Maurice, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
This is a photo focus fall, and it's getting started early. An exhibition of your photographs of Italy opens at Wash Park Art Gallery and over the Rhine at the end of September. Your ties with Italy are strong, and these photographs cover a 30-year period. Is there a reason for the dates? It's 1977 to 2007.
The only reason for the date is because in 77, when I started the series, I had begun a bit more seriously into photography. It was when I was at the Art Academy, and I was taking photography. I was shooting a lot of black and white photography. So naturally, when we went back there, I shot black and white photography. And that's why it started on that particular date. 2007 was, just happens to be the last time I was over there with my family. So it just happened to work out that way.
Are these photographs from a particular area of Italy or from all over the...
Well, they're primarily from Garfagnana, which is a region of Tuscany. But there are a few from Siena, Rome, and then northern Italy in Alba, in Piemonte, Piedmont. But primarily they're from Garfagnana, which is in Tuscany. Most of them are. In fact, most of them are from fairly small villages that my family lives in.
Well, your career has stretched along through black and white photography and color photography. And do you work now primarily in black and white or color or both?
More in color, but I shoot digital when I do it now. I don't shoot that often, though, to be honest. I'm more concentrated on doing my drawings and et cetera. But I've been more heavily concentrated on editing everything I've shot. One of the things about photography is, that is, if you do it a lot, is that you accumulate all these images. And you just have to take time to go through that. And I've been doing that the last year or so. Haven't really been shooting too much. But when I shoot, it tends to be color.
So do you do any black and white now?
Well, in digital, you can convert it to black and white easily. The only reason I'd shoot traditionally, that is with film at this point, would be if I went back to Italy and to continue the series. You can't really mimic the look of film.
Don't you find a difference in thinking when you're shooting in color and when you're shooting in black and white?
Somewhat. Yeah, I mean, obviously you pay more attention to the color of a place will set you off a bit because the color elicits a certain response visually. Yeah, in that sense, it does. I don't know about the subject matter, though. I don't think the subject matter would be all that different.
Well, I think I ask because I really like black and white photographs. I think they can be more subtle than color sometimes because color sort of knocks your eye out. But I do wonder if there's a difference in taking unposed pictures of people in Italy and unposed pictures, you know, when you're just out doing pictures and people realize that they're maybe going to be in their pictures.
Yeah.
Is there a difference in the response in Italy than here?
A little bit, but the main photographs that I shot in America that are this type of, that is documentary photographs, street photography, the setting was somewhat different from Italy, first of all. So people are going to be different in a different setting. The series that I just finished editing was shots of people I did in black and white shots film in the 90s. And those were in clubs, at events, people were drinking, people were acting, you know, people had a different vibe. The ones in Italy were, a lot of them were shots of my family at family functions. You know, it's a completely different dynamic. People are a little bit more restrained when in those settings, in the latter, than they are at a party or at the, you know what I mean? So it's a different feel in that sense. One of the reasons for the title, Straniero, of this exhibition was because you feel in those settings, and I think I'd probably feel it here too, a little bit more intrusive when it's a family set or more kind of sedate setting, I suppose, than a party scene or a club or something. So in that way, they're different. You know, the people have a different attitude, naturally. I shot a little bit at a nightclub in Italy, but most of them tend to be in villages and smaller towns. And the ones that I shot in the bigger towns tend to be, the people are there, but they're more part of maybe the architecture of the surrounding. So you're not right up close to someone as much. So there's a little bit more distance, I think, in that sense, in these. It's odd because it's a bit of a paradox because there's a little bit more distance to these photographs. I mean, people are a bit more restrained, but I actually know these people.
What led you into becoming a photographer?
A lot of people were going into photography around that time. They still are, I suppose. But what drew me into it were a few photographers that I specifically liked, and that was Robert Frank, who I really admired, mm-hmm. and Walker Evans. Those two photographers kind of drew me into the art form, and then I was exposed to more from there. But that's what really captured my imagination for it. And I've always been drawn to images and visual things because I do that in other media, you know. So, and photography was such an immediate way of capturing that kind of thing.
But wasn't it difficult to winnow down 30 years of picture taking to 83 photographs
for
the show?
Yeah, it was. I think one of the important things that a photographer should do is wait to edit. And I did that. How do I put it? If you wait, you get a more objective eye to the images that you shot. If you try to edit when you're too close to what you shot, too soon after what you shot, you may not pick up on things that you would pick up on later. Like, for instance, in this series, the 83 that I actually have more than that, but the 83 that I have for this show, there's a lot of images where I initially thought that they weren't very good mm-hmm. when I first had them in front of me, you know, on mm-hmm. proof sheets, contact sheets. And it turns out that those were some of the better images, whereas mm-hmm. some of the ones that I thought were great, you know, were okay, but they weren't as good as the. In other words, you need time to kind of assess. That's what's a little bit tricky about photography. It takes time to really go back in there and properly assess what you've shot. I think taking that time is important. So to answer your question, it was difficult, but the fact that I waited, and I've had shows before this where I've had to go through it, not this comprehensive a show, but the fact that I waited helped in that process, helped me figure out what worked and what didn't work.
I also understand that you're working on a special CD project.
Yeah. Brian O'Donnell contacted me about doing the design for the GUC Benefit CD, compilation mm-hmm. of French classical composers. And I've started working on that CD, and I'm looking forward to it. It's turning out very nicely. And it's a real honor to be doing that. I mean, I enjoy the station quite a bit. One of the few that I listen to anymore. But yeah, so I'm doing that, and I'm working with Brian on that.
Thanks so much, Maurice, for coming in and to talk with us about it.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
We've been talking with Maurice Mate about
Straniero,
the exhibition of his photographs at Wash Park Art Gallery, September 30th through November 11th. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.